A new study shows a link between bad technology and higher stress levels of employees. Researchers from American computer company Dell Technologies led the study. Dell partnered with neuroscience company Emotive on the study. The research involved experiments in which brain waves were measured as people were put through a series of bad technology experiences. The experiments involved adults of many ages with different levels of computer skills. Subjects were tested with simple computer problems, like troubled sign-in operations. Others dealt with slow speed connections to the Internet. Still others experienced system crashes. The moment people started using bad technology, we saw a doubling of their levels of stress, said Olivier Houllier, president of Emotive. I was a bit surprised by that, because you rarely see those levels going so high, he told Reuters news agency. The experiments showed that technology-related stress had a lasting effect, Houllier added. People don't relax back into calmness quickly. It takes a long time. In addition to tech failures affecting the mental health of employees, the problems can also affect a company's business, the research found. For example, bad problems can reduce productivity, especially that of younger workers. The research showed a 30% production drop among study subjects under age 40. Bad experiences affect you regardless of computer literacy, said Sile Montgomery, who leads customer experience efforts for Dell. But young people seem to be even more impacted because they expect technology to work. As stressful as the tech problems were for those in the study, Houllier said, such effects were likely to be even more severe in the real world. He said the subjects knew they were involved in an experiment, so they may not have been as personally affected by the results. Houllier also said the continuing coronavirus crisis has sharply increased stress levels around the world. So real tech problems drive up those already high stress levels. Another issue is that many employees are working remotely, and this can also add to tech difficulties. In an office, computer support helpers are usually available to help workers solve tech problems. But working from a kitchen or home office, employees are often on their own. When you're stuck at home and all you have is a computer provided by your employer, you might not have access to tech support, Houllier said. That's why it's so important, when you're remote, to have technology that works. Here are some specific findings of the study. The amount of work an employee can get done in a day can increase as much as 37% when effective technology is used, along with supporting software and services. Using good technology can save employees 23 minutes per hour. And on average, bad tech was found to interfere with employee performance by up to 30%. I'm Brian Lynn.